Obviously, the incident that happened in the neighborhood, your family's okay, everybody's okay, no, other than being probably shook up, huh?
Yeah, it's, you know, I still wonder why things happen in life, you know, but tragedies happen all of the time, you know, like, the biggest point about it is I just hope that, you know, the guy, the pilot's family is okay. I hope that you know, they're doing all right. Because, you know, somebody lost their life today for an accident, you know, a mechanical thing, something. But, you know, and I'm glad that my family is perfectly fine. You know, like the alarm systems, the security guards but that are there and all other people that are involved that help keep us safe, you know, like everything was going off, you know, so having the right people in line and, you know, for the family of that pilot, you know, like my prayers are out.
Can you tell us what happened from your family's standpoint when this did occur? Like how did they react? What did they know or see?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I just know that the security that's on site just alerted me, and all the cameras and all the stuff was going bizarre. So it's you know, like the Dayana was, I think, like at the property, like checking mail or doing something, and you know, a lot of things happen fast. You know, like I'm still trying to figure out what's going on, just like y'all, because it happened about 2 hours ago. So, you know, with that being that, it's we're all trying to figure out what happened and really what is going on, because, you know, like this stuff doesn't happen every day.
Were you here?
Yeah, I was in the hot tub getting ready for practice, and then Dayana called, the security guard called, then Dayana called, and then everything else just went up.
Deanne, how quickly did you know that your family was okay?
Fairly fast. You know, like the guys that are hired do a good job of protecting, so, you know, like I'm glad that they're doing their job, and I'm glad that my family is safe.
How did kind of the neighborhood come together and react through all that?
Yeah, it's well, I don't know yet, because, like, you know, like I have multiple, you know, properties in Buffalo, so I live in Hamburg, you know, so with this being in East Aurora, you know, it's like I gotta get over there and, you know, ask the people if they're okay and if everybody is shakingly fine, because I can't imagine what, like, it's just, like, you never know, man. It's just, in this world and like, in this life, things happen, and you just gotta, I hate to say adapt with it, but you gotta try to figure it out and adapt, because once, I leave here, that's what I'll be dealing with for the rest of the day. You know, we got a game on Sunday, so still trying to figure it out.
Is this a property you rent out?
Yeah, you're doing it!
Nah, it's not a property that I rent out yet, but it's like when you're a real estate guy, when you're a business guy, you have properties, and your properties are, you know, places where you might think about putting something, or, oh, it's land that was up and for sale and this and that. Let's sit on it. Let's see if it could become into something. And that's just what, but like that is. And I know that a lot of like media places are putting like Deanne Dawkins, this, da, da, da. And I'm like, oh, even litter. So it's just like, I'm just glad that my family is safe, you know, but my heart, my prayers will be going out to the pilot, to the family, and, you know, hoping that their Christmas can, you know, kind of be a little bit better.